of football. The Inspirations Paint pre-game interview.
Ahead of the Saints clash, and he's joining us again tonight. Might become a regular here on Carrick Footy. You can invoice us whenever you like, Harry. Mark Corrigan joins us on Carrick Footy. Good to talk to you for Inspirations Paint.
Yeah, great to be here, boys, and hopefully it's a different result for the AFL boys.
Absolutely.
As opposed to last week.
Absolutely. Kingy, Cass and Nealty talking to you, Harry. They made your work. The Balance are obviously not the strongest outfit running around in the VFL and rely primarily on a lot of local talent, but they made your work this afternoon.
Yeah, absolutely right. Full credit to the Balance. They came out with probably a greater endeavour than what we had initially, and they were able to sustain it for an extended period of time. And made it absolutely work. So in the end, it was great to get the win, and we were challenged right to the very end. So the positive is the response from the guys, and especially after three-quarter time, some of our senior leaders really standing up and maximising their moments, which ultimately got us the right result. So, yeah, pleasing in the end.
Individually, the eyes will be on Sean Mannan. We know he's close to an AFL return and may have sealed that with his performance this afternoon. 3 goals, 3, 22 touches, 6 tackles, 5 marks, 6 clearances. He's probably, and I know you're not selecting the AFL team, but external observers will probably think he's done enough to get a recall to be playing it on Friday night against the Demons.
Yeah, look, he's obviously been on a progressive build coming back from his injury, and so for him, we've been seeing more and more of him every week, and this week he was able to get out a full game. And from a performance point of view, he was super today. His ability to be clean when he needed to be, his work around the footy in the last quarter really sparked us, I thought. His ability to finish his work, but then on that, like, I thought his pressure was good. So it was guys like him today that were able to spark us in the last quarter.
George Stevens racked up just gathering the footy left, right and centre again, Cora.
Yeah, mate, he's the ultimate professional, George, and he's by far the best preparer. He leaves no stone unturned, and it just shows in his footy. He's just getting better and better every week. His consistency is outstanding. He's such a young leader within our program already. So, and he was no different today when we were being challenged. I thought our on-ballers and Paddy Hughes as well and Marcus Herbert really stood up when we needed them, and Reece Stanley as well. Like, I thought those guys really sort of, showing the way for some of our younger boys to have confidence to be able to do what we did in the last quarter.
Harry, how did you go with Reece Stanley today? I noticed he had 16 possessions, not always about possessions, but, Sam De Koning's had his struggles early on. He's been good and had some indifferent game last week against Rowan Marshall. So, Reece Stanley would be sort of on the prize in terms of getting back into the senior side.
Yeah, look, his attitude was outstanding today, and it sort of transferred into his footy, to be honest. He was... his ruck work was good, but his follow-up was, I thought, the highlight of his day. I think he might have had 7 or 8 clearances himself. And so he got us going early and then also in the last quarter. And sort of what really impressed me too was as the game wore on, he sort of got better and better around the ground from an aerial standpoint. So a really strong game from Reece, and a big reason why we were able to get over the line in the last quarter.
For Inspirations Paint, speaking with Geelong VFL coach Mark Corrigan. Inspirations Paint, what's your next project? 138 Torquay Road, Grovedale. Here's Mark Neal wanting a South Bowen update, no doubt.
G'day, Harry. Well done on the win, mate.
Hello, Nealty. Thank you, mate. It was a good result in the end.
Yeah. Hey, listen, there is a lot of appetite with our listeners just to find out about the VFL program. We know that you do highlight a lot of our three local leagues. I suppose there's probably players from all three leagues, and it's absolutely fantastic. You did mention at the start you had 17 VFL-listed players. Can you give us just a little quick insight into how you go about balancing trying to develop those players, because I'm sure they've all got an eye on potential, the dream of getting drafted one day, versus trying to play the AFL way?
Yeah, it's a really great question, Neil. Like, obviously, we want to play a very similar brand to our AFL to make it, easier for guys to be able to then transition from VFL to AFL football. And so with that, naturally, we probably don't see the VFL boys as much as what we do the AFL, and we'd love to, don't get me wrong. But, yeah, like, you've sort of got to have an eye towards where you think these guys can get to over time and not just look at the short term of it. And so for us, we understand that there might be some short-term, falls within some of these players. But for us, it's more about the bigger picture and where they might get to. And so, I guess also too, the will to win and the winning mentality, you sort of got to pick a team that you think can still balance each other out and get the result done at the end of the day. So I thought today, like, some of our VFL boys were outstanding, and there'll be some great learnings in it for some of our younger boys. But ultimately, like, you're just trying to continue to build the depth in your group. When you need 17 players, they can still come out and get the result.
Mate, well, that's fantastic. You just keep doing that and make sure that you're getting as much development into those South Bowen players as you possibly can. And when they don't get selected, you just send them back and I'll keep them entertained for a week or two.
Keep them entertained. Oh, jeez. Harry, don't listen to him.
I just noticed, Harry, Paddy DeGrande struggled, so look forward to him back at Joey's next week for Newtown.
Oh, mate, like, it was a pretty tough day for forwards, to be brutally honest, early on in the game. I mean, and this is credit to Bullance. Their pressure was outstanding. They didn't give us any time and space in the game. They denied our ability to sort of control the game from an offensive point of view. So it was just a game that required guys to keep coming back to the contest and keep helping each other. And there wasn't a lot of time and space or really nice delivery going forward off the back of that. So as forward today, it was a tough day at the office.
Harry, do you find that blokes, when they know there's a curtain raiser coming up, seem to lift a little bit just to make sure that they're in the 23 for, you know, playing in front of potentially 30,000 people by game's end?
Look, I definitely feel like there might be a little spike, and to be brutally honest, whatever motivates them, I'm more than okay with. So, yeah, we'll use whatever fodder we can to get them up and about and in the right headspace. But, no, I think they definitely see the Friday night curtain raiser as a game they all want to play, no doubt.
So a 350 bounce against the Casey Scorpions, of course, mob that you took to a premiership only a couple or 3 years ago.
Yeah, it feels like a long time ago now. But, they had a good win today. I saw against Gold Coast, so it'd be another tough one.
Absolutely. Some narrow results where you beat Essendon, but the other one was at Coburg, really pushed Southport, which I'm guessing would have caught your eye.
Yeah, definitely. And I think Coburg have recruited really well over the off-season. So, that result in itself probably doesn't surprise me too much. They were building last year, and I think they've added some really quality players off AFL this year. So it's good to see. The conference keeps getting more and more even, and they've looked any further than our game today to see that. It's probably similar to the AFL in a way, that if you're slightly off, the evenness of the comp, you know, it doesn't take much for teams that might seem to be struggling or sort of down the bottom of the ladder, but everyone's gettable every week.
Absolutely. Harry, really appreciate your time. Thanks for joining us as always. Congratulations on the win. We'll probably try and jag you in the pre-game on Friday night as well, after you've hopefully had a win over the Casey Scorpions. Bounce at 350 on Friday for Geelong VFL as they are a curtain raiser for a massive Friday night clash against the Demons in the AFL. Thanks for taking the time to join us tonight, Harry.
No, my pleasure. Thanks, gents. Have a good call.
K-Rock Football. The Inspirations Paint pre-game interview.